It is a crisp and cool Friday morning, and there is an awful lot of excitement in Marysville this morning for a whole bunch of reasons, one of which is that students are going to be going back to school before too much longer. But the real excitement is about the big football game tonight. Joining us right now, the superintendent of Marysville Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm not sure which is more exciting, the football game or the fact that there's going to be an opportunity for kids to get back in the classroom.
Yeah, there's definitely a double whammy here in Marysville today. We've got a lot of things going on. At last night's board meeting, the board had made a decision to transition the district back to face-to-face learning. So all of our students will be returning to our campuses October 26th. And for those parents who are reluctant to send their child back to school, they'll be able to participate synchronously or online in the classroom while the lessons are being taught by our staff with the students in our building. So we're all very excited about this. There's a lot of work to do in preparation. We'll have just about a week to get everything ready for students as they hit our doors on the 26th. But it's an exciting thing for us here in the district. It's something we've been looking forward to. I shared with everyone last night that we actually were in our 28th day of school yesterday. And it seems like it's been 28 years for some of our students, especially our seniors who've been patiently wanting to get back into school and to get the experiences that they typically get in their last part of their journey here in the district. And again, we're excited about it. So,
how is this going to work? Is this going to be similar to the Port Huron District where it's in the classroom every other day?
No, we're actually here in Marysville. It will be a blended model. Let's say, for example, if you're in a classroom face-to-face and you and I both are in the class and the lesson's taking place with the teacher, a student remotely can be a part of that lesson in the classroom by logging into the session online. And during that live teaching taking place in the room, everybody can be participants in there. So actually, our model is that everybody every day will be in class, whether you're at home. And even if you're not feeling well and you're sick, you can also be a part of the lessons being taught by logging in remotely and being a part of the class as a whole. So it's a unique model with this blended face-to-face and virtual model. But our teachers are outstanding. We started the year off virtually. We're pivoting to face-to-face. This is something that they're used to already. It's kind of an advantage here in Marysville for us starting the year in this way, because if there happens to be an outbreak or a shutdown of our schools here in the state, we can very easily pivot back to the learning that we started off at the very beginning of the year and continue, so it's not being disrupted. So, you know, that right there is an advantage for us here in the district.
Is this something that students will have to commit to, or can they just decide on a day-to-day basis, like, it's raining outside, I don't really feel like going to get on the bus, I'm just going to log in today, but maybe I want to go to school? Or do they have to commit to one or the other?
Well, they would definitely have to commit to one or the other. We're going to be sending out today a survey form for parents to fill out. And for the parents that are choosing to keep their kids at home virtually, they'll indicate that on that survey form, so we know that we're going to need to expect to contact them and make sure the arrangements and accommodations are there for those students. Everybody else would be coming back, and that would be the expectation on the 26th. So it will be full operations coming up on the 26th of the month.
What about extracurricular activities? We mentioned football, but what about other clubs and extracurricular meetings?
Well, it's interesting that you ask it, because our band has been practicing and doing various different types of performances and events. Unfortunately, their season was canceled, and that would eventually lead them to Ford Field. But those types of activities have been taking place behind the scenes. And actually, at tonight's game, our band will actually be there to perform a halftime program. So we're actually all very excited about, you know, getting things back to normal, and these different types of extracurricular activities, which our students look forward to, are now actually going to be able to do it in front of other people, spectators. So it's going to be an exciting weekend, especially tonight.
This all comes, though, Dr. Whiteman, at a time when the number of coronavirus cases in St. Clair County is actually going up instead of down. Do you have any concerns about that?
We are keeping a close eye on that. That was something that we talked about last night at the board meeting. But if we believe that if we implement and continue to take the precautions necessary to make sure that our schools are safe, such as sanitizing, disinfecting, and making sure students and staff wear masks, and to the best of our abilities, practice social distancing, that we should be okay. But we are, again, keeping a close eye on those numbers, and we're concerned. However, we feel that here in the district, we're going to be able to move forward so long as everybody does what they need to do.
The game tonight in Marysville, how many people are allowed into the stadium? Is this going to be a lot of people on hand, or just minimal, or nobody? How does that work at your school?
Well, the emergency order that the health department put out after the state Supreme Court made a decision to nullify all of the executive orders by our governor, in that emergency order, there's a clause in there that if you're having an outdoor event or if there's seating in an outdoor venue, you have to take the amount of the seating that you can put in your venue at maximum capacity and only able to give seats away for up to 30% of those seats. So we have 2,800 seating capacity at the Walt Braun Stadium here in Marysville. So we will have about 840 spectators and participants, such as the band and the athletes and even the coaches. Those don't count in those numbers. It's just people who are there as spectators. So we've printed off 840 tickets. Half of those tickets have been given to Marine City because that was part of the Michigan High School Athletic Association's requirement, and Marysville has been given the other half. So we'll have a pretty good balanced crowd there on both sides, but we were actually limited the amount of people that could actually be there or will be able to be at the game tonight.
Mac Silver Championship on the line. Marine City is 4-0. Marysville is 4-0. And if you look at a year ago, didn't go so well for the Vikings. They got clobbered by the Mariners. Maybe a little redemption tonight. We'll see.
Yes, we actually have a home game tonight, so we're hoping that we might be able to get that home field advantage tonight. Marine City is very talented. We know this, but we also have a very talented team this year, and our team has a lot more experience as well. So, again, tonight's going to be a great night. I believe it's going to be live streamed. It also, I believe, it is the game of the week on WXYZ-TV. So we're going to have a lot of people out there. So I'm just looking forward to having everybody in the stadium together for a special evening. It's been a long, long road to where we're coming to at this point right now, and it's also very exciting.
Exciting indeed. Go Vikings. Should be a great night tonight. Dr. Whiteman, always appreciate your time. Be well, stay safe, and we'll talk again soon.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.